I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In an election year, campaign funding is always a hot topic. Candidates want to avoid accepting any less than transparent donations, of course, which is why President Obama's campaign is returning some $200,000 donated by the Rojas Cardona brothers. Carlos and Alberto Rojas Cardona of Chicago raised the money. A third brother, Pepe, is linked to violence and corruption in Mexico and is considered a fugitive here in the U.S. Mike McIntyre reported on the story for the New York Times. Mike, who are the Rojas Cardona brothers, first of all?
They are part of a rather large family whose parents originally were from Mexico and then settled in Iowa back in the 1960s. And there are nine siblings. And as you mentioned, one of them, Pepe, is a rather notorious casino magnate in Mexico. He has also a criminal past in the United States. He fled to Mexico back in the 1990s. Jumped bail that was pending on him for drug and fraud charges. And he's been in Mexico ever since and has sort of resurrected himself as a somewhat controversial figure down there. He's, according to State Department cables, he was linked to the assassination of a business rival. So he's got his family still in the United States. And as you mentioned, these two brothers who live in Chicago went about trying to raise a lot of money for the Obama reelection campaign. They sort of emerged out of nowhere last fall, had never given before to a campaign, and yet between themselves and the people they solicited from, they contributed over $200,000 to the campaign.
Is the family close at all? I mean, what are the connections between the U.S. family in Chicago and Pepe Cardona?
They do remain close. We found a number of business overlaps between some of the brothers in the United States and Pepe in Mexico. Interestingly, one of the two brothers from Chicago who was involved with the fundraising had attempted to get a pardon for Pepe in the state of Iowa, where some of the charges against him are pending. In doing that, he had sought the help from a former state Democratic Party chairman in Iowa. When you place it in the context of the campaign contribution on the federal level, the president has no power to grant a pardon for state offenses. Still, you have to wonder what the motivation was, given the fact that you can see that they've tried to sort of play the political apparatus on a state level on Pepe's behalf. So it does cast a interesting light on their motives in raising all this money at the federal level.
Do you think the Obama campaign returning the $200,000 contribution to the Rojas Cardona brothers, is it about appearances? I mean, Carlos Cardona and Alberto Rojas Cardona, they haven't broken the law in any way, have they?
Well, certainly not that we know of. Mm-hmm. And the contributions that have been linked to them, there's no evidence that the money that was given was not, you know, those of the donors who were giving it. But, you know, I think that there's no percentage gained for the president's reelection campaign in keeping this money when all these questions are swirling about the possible motivations for the brothers doing this. And given what is now widely known about the brother in Mexico, you don't have to look too far back. The 2008 campaign, when there was a fundraising scandal involving the Clinton campaign and a donor, very big fundraiser, who turned out to be basically a con man and a fugitive. So I think that things like that, you know, weigh in the minds of candidates when they have to consider what to do about these situations. You know, they decide relatively quickly just to cut their losses and be done with it.
And Mike, just finally, clarify for us, did the Obama campaign violate any laws by taking the money in the first place?
No. In fact, that rarely is the case. I mean, usually in these situations where it's determined that campaign contributions have some questionable provenance, it's rare that the campaign itself is complicit in that. It's more often that, you know, somebody who's out there trying to raise money just doesn't do, you know, enough due diligence before they tap somebody to help do that. And, you know, the answer to your question is no, there's no evidence that the Obama campaign did anything wrong in this instance.
Mike McIntyre, a reporter for the New York Times. You can find a link to his story on our website at theworld.org. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you.